Well, that was a good start to the show.
Yep.
Trey.
Trey. Trey. Trey. Trey.
Trey. Trey.
Today's episode is sponsored by Kijiji's Special Liquid. Buy it, faggot. Now, we start today's show with Kijiji and Vaughn and Angelise. But Fred Rogers is not here. Now, do you guys have any show notes? Angelise, stop breathing into the mic. That is completely acceptable. I have a song for you.
Oh, God.
You're a faggot. Suck my dick. They rhyme. Shut the fuck up. Shut the front door. We get higher when I smoke weed.
Which I don't do.
Yeah.
Trey, to start the show. We need to talk about something.
Okay, let's talk about something. Bindle's at his grandma's. He is in his grandma's butt.
Is that why he doesn't have a mic? Because he's in his grandma's butt right now?
Yes, except he might have access to a microphone if she was technological. My grandma has a microphone butthole.
Indeed.
Yes.
Well, have you read any gay books lately?
No, we don't have books at this house, and they don't really work well without the visual aid. Actually, I have a gay game that I can read the booklet of.
All right, that'll do just fine. Okay.
It is from Xbox 360 from the year of 2007.
Okay.
What the hell? There's two CDs in here. Okay, so first CD is Overlord.
Mm-hmm.
Have you played that game?
No.
Okay, it's gay. Hold on, I'm dropping the CDs everywhere. Okay, Overlord. First of all, it didn't even come with a book. It just comes with a map of the entire game, which scales 1 second. There's the... What? What do you want? You want to be quiet, Angelise?
Anyways.
Okay, this map is dumb. It looks all brown and coffee-like. So, it's a total rip... Yeah. It's a total rip... It's a total rip off... It's a total rip off of Fable. You can tell that already. Okay, and the back of this doesn't even have any... Wait, hold on. Someone's at the door. Come in!
Hello there. Vaughn?
Who is this?
This is... The Kijiji Mana.
The Kijiji what? Trey?
The Kijiji Mana.
The Kijiji Boner?
The Kijiji Mana.
The Kijiji boner.
Okay, guys, this is the Kijiji's erect penis. Today's show, we're going to be talking about Facebook. And why is it killing?
Okay, Vaughn, do you have any show notes today? What are we going to talk about?
I'm gay.
No, I'm just kidding.
I have something to talk about.
Wait.
We are finally on iTunes!
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah, the podcast is on iTunes. Did you not get on Facebook at all today?
No, I actually didn't.
Get on Facebook!
I went to like 5 stores today trying to buy Amnesia, and guess what? Nobody sells it.
Well, go to Facebook and look at the new picture I tagged you in.
I got a message.
From who?
Yucky, it says.
Oh, don't open it!
What is that?
Don't open it. It's a spam thing. It's been going around all day. It's spam. Don't do it.
Okay.
I accidentally did it. I'm gay. And yeah, why is everybody getting all worked up over 11-11-11?
I don't know.
I mean, next year it's just going to be 12-12-12.
That's 12-12-12.
And then next year it's just going to be 13-13-13.
Nope, impossible.
No, I'll make it happen.
Story podcast notification, dear. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, we got accepted. We're on iTunes now. I downloaded my first, even though I have it on my computer, I downloaded it.
How did we get accepted? I thought you had to be good to be accepted.
Well, apparently we're good. I upload, like, go look in the comments. That's the episode I uploaded.
Wait, which one?
The only one I keep posting over and over. You did Dear God wrong.
I know.
Hey.
What the fuck? Hold on.
Angelese.
What?
I wrote a song about you.
Okay.
Let me sing it. Ugh. Don't say K all the time. You're gonna start sounding like Domingo.
Yeah, I know. That was my intention.
Okay, here we go.
She is Domingo's replacement for now.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, you uploaded the best episode ever, and that happened last night. Lol.
Oh, Angeles.
He's such
your brother is such a queer bait. And there you go. That's the song I wrote about. I just wanted to tell you that your brother's gay and he likes men. I got a big sock. Do you like that thing I drew with Walter the Hangover 3D?
No, I haven't seen that.
Go to my pictures. I photoshopped Walter into the Hangover cast.
Oh, God.
It's called The Hangover 3D.
It's in your pictures?
Yeah.
Where?
Wall photos.
I don't see it.
My wall photos. Click on pictures.
I'm in your fucking wall photos.
Click on photos. You go to wall photos, and then it's either at the top or the bottom, depending on.
Okay, I see it now. Okay, that's like the worst Photoshop ever.
Yeah, it was done in paint. I think the Some Men Just Want to Watch the World Burn is better.
Yeah, that one's good.
Just go on my cock.
Who the fuck eats Rice-A-Roni? Me?
That's why I don't use B anymore.
Why?
They made fun of my Rice-A-Roni.
That's your reason for hating it.
Yeah. What are you drinking, pee-pee?
Poo-poo, dick-cock.
Bindle says to write a song about him.
Okay, here we go.
His name and how he's Satan because of his name.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Hey, Bindle. Do you know a guy named Bindle? Yeah. He was the devil's son. All of his initials were 666.
Wait, hold on. I have to go look at his name. Daniel. 1-6! Wait, hold on. How do you spell Joseph?
Joseph.
Oh my god, your initials really are 666. Holy crap.
2 6 6.
BINDEL. 666. We're not done yet. Let me tell you a little story about how Bindle entered my life. It was one Saturday morning, I was walking to the store, and I saw a man come up to me with a knife. He said,
"Give me your money."
And I said, "No." So he pulled out another knife. Dual wielding knives. Then he stabbed me twice.
In the neck.
Okay, now Bindle says to write a song about Walter.
And I woke up in the hospital. Next to an unfamiliar face. I asked the man with the unfamiliar face what his name was. He just looked at me with a blank smile and told me,
Who is this?
And I asked the man with the unfamiliar face and the blank smile on his face, "What do you mean by that?"
He said, "I like to watch 30 poems. And being my lovely homie brother. My lovely homie."
Turned out this man was
Chinese. Korean.
Burmese.
Burmese. And it turned out his name was Walter Bulger. And he was a man without the face and the expression of his face, with the smile on his face. Oh, I know him. Oh, I know him. So I know him. He was named him. That was terrible. And after I walked out of that hospital that one Sunday morning, I thought to myself,
where the hell did I put my car keys?
So I went to the parking garage where I parked my car after I drove myself to the hospital with a new bleeding open chest wound. I went and I forgot where I put my car keys. So I ran back inside the hospital thinking that Walter Booth Chew had stolen my car keys. And turns out he wasn't there anymore, but a different man with a blank expression on his face and herpes on his lips was in place of him. I asked him his name, and he just kind of stared at me with an expressionless, motionless, contorted body of a retarded child that was born on the 4th of July. I asked him again, and still no response. Until I slapped his face, and then he told me his name was
Kaji.
And I said, "Man, why are you wearing your pants
Kaji
without any underwear? Did you know that everybody can see your hairy nipples and muscles?"
Make a song about Darren Huffy Nipples Rodriguez.
Because I let you borrow Shadow of the Colossus, and it turns out you never played it, and you never gave it back to me.
Because you were already gone.
But then continuing on with the story. I walked back to my car after fishing my car keys after Grandmaster Vaughn's asshole. I started my car, but then I felt an uneasy feeling as I felt somebody was watching me from the back of the car. Hold on for a second, because I need to let this part die down.
there was someone in the back of my car. Someone that I did not know. So I cooked my knife and all. Turns out, was my mom. And she was checking on me, cause later that night I was going to the gay bar.
What?
And that's the end of my song. That's the end of my song, guys. Did you guys enjoy that?
Yes, that was interesting.
Wait, what does Bindle keep putting? You oh, make a song kept... about Darren puffing up Portugal Jenkins. Okay. Wait, where did I leave? Where did I leave off?
Your mom was checking on you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, she gave me a box of cum. I wish my mom was that cool. She would never do that. I have to steal them from my dad. Too tight. You seen my dad's videos?
Just sing the song, Trey.
Oh, fine. You want me to make another song about you?
Okay, no. Let's just do a...
Okay, continuing.
Trey.
What?
Should we screw that bass line?
Yeah, after this next part about Puffy Nipples and Mason. Okay, hold on. I gotta let you have to do another verse, you know? I'm playing with no pick, so it's pretty hard.
After starting my car and going to this gay bar, I found myself faced with so many plethoras of fags. And I didn't know what to do. I actually started to ponder why I even came here in the first place. Oh, right. I forgot the milk. So I was walking down to the milk stand after I exited the gay bar. And it turns out there was a guy on the corner asking me for money. I said, no! Why are you out here? Go get a job! Get your own money! And he said,
if you give me some money, I'll make a new dubstep album.
I said, no! Why would you do that? And he said,
because I have an easy dubstep creator from a website. And I asked, what is your name, great sir?
But I didn't tell him. Instead, I slapped him in the face and asked him what his name was. Turns out his name was Mason.
Trey.
And like to smoke weed on the weekends, and then get caught, and then go to rebound. I mean, I guess it's pretty cool if you want to do that on the weekends, but just don't take it to school, because then you'll get caught, and then everybody will think you're a stupid faggot. Except for me.
Because you are, you were at...
Hey, Trey.
So after getting the milk, I went to the counter and put my money down and said, give me this milk! The man at the counter said,
no, I blocked you from Facebook. Get out of my face.
And it turned out the man at the counter was one of my old friends. His name was Puffy Nipples Rodriguez. I kept trolling him, but I didn't want to stop. I just kind of got on a trolling high. And then, because one day...
Okay, I'm done. Yeah, my arm...
Hey, Trey. It's Vaughn's penis.
No, we already did this.
But Vaughn's penis wants to be in the show.
Okay.
Too bad Bindle's penis isn't here.
Oh, hold on, let me get him.
Kaka.
Oh, hey, it's Bindle's penis.
Yay. Hey, Bindle's penis, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
You want to screw that bass line?
Hell yeah.
Let me make sure I'm even recording. Okay, yeah, I am.
I'm gonna mute my mic now.
Okay, everybody mute your mics.
Bing 411. To search for a business,
penis.
Say a city and... Sorry, I still didn't get that. To search for a business, say a city and state, or enter a zip code using your telephone keypad.
For a list of...
Thanks for using Bing 411. Goodbye.
See what you had to do? You just had to go ruin the penis towel.
Penis towels activate.
Okay.
Bing. Sorry, I didn't get that. To search for a business.
San Marcos, Texas.
That's San Marcos, Texas, right?
Yes.
What business or type of business?
Talk of the town.
Okay, talk of the town at 321 Linda Drive.
Connect me.
512. Hang on while I connect you.
I'm going to write a song about the guy here. Mute your mic.
Talk of the town, how can I help you?
Yeah, you guys still open?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what time is it down there? Hold on, let me look at my watch. But you guys are definitely still open, right?
Yeah.
How late are you open? Are you guys like open all night?
Yeah, we don't close.
Okay, good. I just wanna know, do you guys have any good bullets there right now?
We have quite a few. I don't know what would be good. I don't use them. But 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 14 that I can see right off the bat.
Oh, so there must be, like, way more beyond that.
Yeah.
Beyond 4. Well, wait. Are you the guy that's normally there? Well, what's your name?
I'm always here, Graveyard, yes. Abinadian.
Your name is Graveyard?
No, I'm always here on the Graveyard. My name is Benadine.
Benadine?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't want to offend you or anything, but I've written a song about you.
A who?
About you.
A what?
A song. Would you like to hear it?
Not really.
Well, too bad. Here we go. Here, just listen. Tell me if it's too loud or if you can hear it. Wait, no, wrong key. Wrong key. Is that good?
Yeah.
Oh, Benadine, you're such a stupid queer. I don't like you whatsoever. You touch me all the time, and I wish you would get fired from that job. So, did you like my song?
Penis powers activate!
What happened? Fawn.
Oh, no.
Yes.
He was still on the phone. You're a jerk. Yes.
I know.
You guys are dicks. Don't laugh, Angelus. Angelis.
Doobie.
Oh yeah, hold on, let me go get Doobie.
We need more Doobie.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Hi Doobie.
Who's this? Do you not have a name?
I'm Jimmy.
Jimmy?
Yes, Jimmy.
The Jimmy with the Jufro?
No, he's a faggot.
Yeah, he's pretty gay.
Yeah, he touched my dick.
Yeah, he made me horny.
Yeah.
So, guys, how's it going, Jimmy?
Yeah, pretty good.
Have we met before?
I think I touched your dick once, but...
Whoa! How long ago was that?
I don't know, like a month or two ago.
God, how do you remember that? just by my voice.
Because I recognize that beautiful voice anywhere.
I don't remember getting my dick touched at all. Past 3 years.
No, I remember quite clearly.
You sure it was me?
I was like...
But I haven't left my house in 8 months.
I was there.
What? I've been alone in my house for a year!
Oh no, I was in your closet.
Are you still there?
Yes.
Hold on, let me... I need to go check this out. Hold on.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hold on.
You can't hide what's inside, Jimmy.
Jimmy, get out of my house!
No, Jimmy.
Get out of my house! I don't want you here!
Yes, you do, Jimmy.
Get out of my house!
No!
Get out of my house, you throw the bomb in it!
Are you gonna touch my dick now, Jimmy?
No, that's gay! I'm not gay! Maybe you're gay, but I'm not gay!
You can't hide what's inside, Doobie!
Yes, I can!
No, Doobie, no!
Doobie powers activate!
Oh, no!
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Wait, what was that?
That's Jimmy. I can't describe him.
I don't know the Jimmy.
He's a lot like Doobie. Yeah, it's a long story.
Who the hell is Doobie? Are you on crack again?
I imagine so.
I don't know any Doobie. Or Jimmy, for that matter, except there's one with a Jufro who tries to hit on my girlfriend.
And he is gay.
Yes, very much so.
Oh, yeah. He only plays guitar because he likes to jerk it.
That makes no sense. Why would you play guitar? I play guitar, you jerk.
Yes, but you do it to jerk it and to play it. He plays it just to jerk it.
How do you jerk it through guitar? You guys are confusing.
No.
No, who is this?
It's Jimmy.
Dude, Darren's such a gay man. He blocked me on Facebook.
Why?
I don't know. Because of all my trolling, he can't take a good troll. Like, remember that one picture I posted of him? I jack off, I guess.
Yeah.
But he completely blocked me.
Why?
I don't know. How long have we been on this? Oh, God, only 30 minutes.
We need more.
That was a pretty good 30 minutes, though.
Yeah, it was.
Emails?
What about emails?
I can do some emails.
Sure.
Let me go to my bulk.
The fuck is a bulk?
The bulk mail.
The fuck is a bulk mail?
I don't know. I don't have any emails. Should I continue my story with my song? How about I play some,
If Bindle says yes, then yes.
How about I play some DJ equipment for you? Alright.
Bindle says yes. Make the song. Trey.
Yeah.
I think Bindle wants you to continue your story. Oh, okay. No, he doesn't.
Why?
I don't know. I'm just reading what he puts in Skype.
Oh, you want to do grandma's emails?
He says yes.
There was once a time when I started my email. My grandma always messaged me when I didn't wanna do. Then I found out how I could block her. So I did. Now she hates me all the time.
Indeed.
Answer these. Oh, hold on. Come in.
Hello?
Hey, Trey.
Who's this? Why are you already here? You didn't even come in.
I'm always here, bitch.
And we always come in. Because we're penises.
Alright, fine. I'll have to come in the hard way.
So, hey, what happened to your $25? Why didn't you buy me Gmod yet?
Well, you see, my card is being an asshole.
What does that mean? Why do you have a card?
I can't. For some reason, the money on the card won't go.
You don't need a card, you just have to send Valve money.
Oh, god damn it.
No, it doesn't work that way.
Yes, it does.
I'm gonna fap now.
No, don't.
Touch me, hon.
How about for the rest of the show, I just mic spam?
No.
Why? You don't like my mic spam?
No.
Why don't you like my mic spammer?
Mic spam is annoying.
No, it's not.
Yes. Let's ask Bindle what we should do for the rest.
How about we invite some dudes going down on them pee-pees?
Well, let's ask Bindle what we should do for this show.
Yeah, Bindle, what should we do?
As soon as he stops spamming that stupid Texas thing.
Sent what? Okay, what should we do?
I think he wants us to read the grandma's emails.
Okay. Grandma, okay.
Now time for grandma's emails. Hold on, let me go play some dramatic music.
Okay. I don't want to go for a walk. Walks are for the handicapped. Hey, is Domingo sad today or something?
Is he sad?
Yeah, is he fat?
Oh. Oh, no.
No, I want dramatic orchestra. Wait, is this it? Okay, tell me if this is too loud. Can you guys hear that?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's time
for Grandma's emails. Oh, fuck. There's so much stuff. I can't find the beginning. God damn it. Oh, so hold on. Let me pause that for a second.
The music was so fitting because it sounded all hectic and you couldn't find it.
There's so much stuff, I can't find the beginning. There. Why is there so much spaces? Okay, let me start over.
It is time for
Grandma's emails
from Bindle. Now,
open the email.
Texans won't mind reading this again. I know some of y'all will not understand these little goodies, but just indulge me on this one, because it's so true.
Things I've learned living in Texas. A possum is flat animal that sleeps in the middle of the road. There are 5,000 types of snakes and 4,999 live in Texas. There are 10,000 types of spiders. All 10,000 of them live in Texas. Plus, a couple no one's seen before. If it grows, it'll stick ya. If it crawls, it will bite you. Once and twice, woods, it is not a shopping cart. It is a buggy. Jaw pee means, did y'all go to the bathroom? People actually grow, eat, and like okra. Fixinto is one word. It means that I'm going to do that. There is no such thing as lunch. There is only dinner. And then, there's supper. Iced tea is appropriate for all means. And you start drinking it when you're two. When do like a little tea without sugar? It is referred to as wine of Texas. Backwards and forwards means I know everything about you. The word jeet actually is a question meaning did you eat? Do you have to wear a watch? Because it doesn't matter what time it is. You work until you're done. Or, it's too dark to see. You don't push buttons. You mash them. Y'all is singular and y'all is plural. All the festivals across the state are named after a fruit, vegetable, grain, insect, or animal. You carry jumper cables in your car. For your own car. You only own 5 spices. Salt, pepper, mustard, Tabasco, and ketchup. The local paper covered national and international news on one page, but require 6 pages for local high school sports, the motorsport, and gossip. You think that it is the first day of deer season is a national holiday. You know what a hissy fit is, and you don't have a mew. Pinch them. Fried cat. Fish is the other white meat. We don't need no dang hitters drive. If your mama says we can drive, we can drive. You understand these jokes and forward them to your Texas friends. And those who just wish they were from Texas. Sincerely, Bindle's grandmother. And that was Grandma's emails. And that was Grandma's emails.
That was pure epicness.
Like 2013. I liked when I started singing when I was like, all the festivals across the state are named fruit, vegetable, grain, insect, or animal.
But yeah, it was just like, damn.
That was amazing. Thank you for that, Bindle. You have any more? Oh, God, he has more. Let me go find some different. Oh, this one's called Suspense. No. I know the perfect song.
It's all boot, boot, boot.
No, listen, I know the perfect song that we can do it to. Listen, tell me if you don't recognize this.
Yeah. I know this.
Yo, yo. It's time for Grandma's emails.
Breathe with me.
Okay, here, round one. That's it. Oh. Goddamn! Priceless.
The stranger. A few years after I was born, my dad met a stranger.
I need to read this creepy music. Hold on. I'm just gonna cut all of this out. The in-between action.
Yeah, yeah. So I can fap.
God, that sounded like you really were. Okay, tell me if this is creepy enough to read this to you. Is this creepy enough?
Heard creepier.
Okay, I know a better one. This is creepier.
Better, because that wasn't creepy at all.
Well, shut up.
No.
Here we go. Is this creepy?
No, you.
Shh. Hold on. My computer's being a nigger. Here, is this creepy? Is that creepy?
If Insidious doesn't creep me out, then I'm pretty sure none of that will creep me out.
Well, you're just a hard bit. No. Just a hard bitch to scare. What about this?
It sounds like my butt.
Yo, Dringo.
Should use.
I hear says hi. I hear somebody say hi. Hello.
Was that creepy enough?
No, that was way too little creepy.
Domingo's back.
Hey.
Angelus was funnier.
Is she really? Because she's really not funny. She's like a whole person. I don't like her. She's my own sister. I love you, Angelus.
So, when you were going through puberty, did you ever think about touching yourself?
All the time.
I think it's what? Yeah.
Well, what about her?
Looks about 18 to me. No play.
I swear, she told me she was 3.
No.
What about this? Okay, it's time for Grandma's emails.
The stranger. A few years after I was born, my dad met a stranger who was new to our small town. From the beginning, Dad was fascinated with this enchanting newcomer, and soon inviting him to live with our family. The stranger was quickly accepted and was around from then on. As I grew up, I never questioned his place in my family. In my young mind, he had a special niche. My parents were complimentary instructors. Mom taught me good from evil, and Dad taught me to obey. But the stranger, he was our storyteller. He would keep us spellbound for hours on end with adventures, mysteries, and comedies. If I wanted to know anything about politics, history, or science, he always knew the answers about the past.
Sounds cool.
Understood the present and even seemed able to predict the future. He took my family to the first Major League Baseball. He made me laugh and he made me cry. The stranger never stopped talking, but Dad didn't seem to mind.
And sometimes Bindle posts uninteresting emails. I don't like this email. Bindle? I mean, Vaughn? Vaughn? Vaughn?
Sorry, my mic was muted. I was listening.
I have a better idea. How about I go read some creepypastas?
Oh, I was actually listening. It sounded pretty cool, I guess.
I don't know. Was that supposed to be a scary story? Wait, hold on. Alcohol and I don't want to read that. Hold on. I'm just gonna read a creepypasta. What's the one of this month? Yeah. No, I'm gonna read a creepypasta. God damn it. What do you have any good creepypastas that I can read? Are you sad?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Lol, no.
Yo.
Oh. Hi.
Oh, baby, you're back.
Okay,
baby, my bone died.
Oh, God.
While I was waiting for you.
That's horrible.
God damn, is there no, like, scary creepypastas? Pokemon Forgotten? Nope.
They forgot. Pokemon Forgotten was actually a pretty sad story.
What do you mean? Hold on, let me go back.
If it's the one I think it is.
Pokemon.
What's the one about the Pokemon story and they're all dead and crap?
Hold on.
That one's so sad and scary.
Wait, does it start out like this? I was looking for Pokemon ROMs over the internet when I saw Pokemon Black. That one?
I think so.
Okay, hold on. Creepy music time. Let me read this. Bitch.
There's one I read that was just sad.
Hold on, let me just go read a Pokemon one. No!
Pokemon
Black. Yeah, okay.
More like Pokemon Nigger.
Shut the fudge up, you stupid. Okay, here we go.
No.
Only if this is too loud. Wait, hold on. Some chick is messing with me. She totally wants my dick.
Shut up.
It's fat. Only if this is too loud.
It's too loud.
Is that better?
I was kidding.
Oh. Okay. Hold on, let me fast forward.
Okay.
Goddamn. My computer just wants to be black right now and not work. I'm just gonna cut all this out. So, Angelus.
What?
ASL?
No.
Oh. Okay, hold on. Chrome needs to go away. Does anyone but me use Chrome?
I use Chrome every day, and it's been being an asshole lately.
I hate when it crashes, but then when you restore, it restores fully. So I'm just complaining. Okay, creepypasta time.
Yay.
I'm what you would call a collector of bootleg Pokemon games. Pokemon Diamond and Jade, Chaos Black, etc. It's amazing the frequency with which you can find them at pawn shops, Goodwill, flea markets, you know, possible stuff. But, you know, they're generally fun, even if they are unplayable, which often are. The mistranslations and the poor qualities make them unintentionally humorous. I've been able to find most of the ones that I've played online, but there's one that I haven't seen any mention of. I bought it at a flea market about 5 years ago. Here's a picture of the cartridge, in case anyone recognizes it. Unfortunately, when I moved 2 years ago, I lost the game, so I can't provide you with screen caps. Sorry. The game started with a familiar Nidorino?
Yeah.
Nidorino?
Yeah.
I don't know the names. Blah blah blah! The game started with a particular Nidorino, with a familiar Nidorino and Gengar intro of Blue and God damn it! The game started with a familiar Nidorino and Gengar intro of the Red and Blue version. However, the press start screen had been altered. Red was there, but the Pokemon didn't cycle through. It also said Black Version under the Pokemon logo. Upon selecting New Game, the game started... damn it! Upon selecting New Game, the game started the Professor Oak speech, and it quickly became evident that the game was essentially Pokemon Red Version. After selecting your starter, if you looked at your Pokemon, you had an addition to Bulbasaur, Charmander, or Squirtle, or other Pokemon, Ghost. The Pokemon was level 1, and it had the sprite of the Ghost that you encounter in Lavender Town before obtaining the Slip Scope. It had one attack, Curse. I know that there is a real move named Curse, but the attack didn't exist in Generation 1, so it appears it was hacked in. Defending Pokemon were unable to attack Ghost. It would only say that they were too scared to move. When the move Curse was used in battle, the screen would cut to black, and the cry of the defending Pokemon would be heard. But it was distorted, played at a much lower pitch than normal. Is the music too loud?
No, it's fine.
Can you, like, hear me over the music?
Yeah.
Yes. I just want to be sure. The battle screen would reappear, and the defending Pokemon would be gone. If used in battle against a trainer, when the Pokeball is representing their Pokemon would appear in the corner, they would have one fewer Pokeball. The implication was that the Pokemon died. What's even stranger is that after defeating the trainer and seeing Red receive $200 for winning, the battle commands would appear again. If you selected Run, the battle would end as normally does. You could also select Curse. If you did, upon returning to the overworld, the trainer's sprite would be gone. After leaving and re-entering the area, the spot where the trainer had been would be replaced with a tombstone, like the ones at Lavender Tower. The move Curse was not unusable in this, was not usable in all instances. It would fail against Ghost Pokemon. It would also fail if it was used against trainers that you would have to face again, such as your rival, Giovanni! It was usable in your final battle against them, however. I figured that this was the gimmick of the game, allowing you to use the previously uncapturable ghost. And because Curse made the game so easy, I essentially used it throughout the whole adventure. The game changed quite a bit after defeating the Elite Four. After viewing the Hall of Fame, which consisted of Ghost and a couple of Pokemon I'd used for HMs, the screen would cut to black, a box would appear with the words, many years later, and then cut to Lavender Town. An old man was standing looking at tombstones. You then realized that this man was your character. The man moved at only half your normal walking speed. You no longer had any Pokemon with you, not even Ghost, who, up to this point, had been impossible to remove from your party through deposing the PC. The overworld was entirely empty. There were no people at all. There were still the tombstones of the trainers that you used Curse on, however. You would go pretty much anywhere in this overworld at this point. Though your movement was limited by the fact that you had no Pokemon to use HMs. And regardless of where you went, the music of Lavender Town continued on an infinite loop. After wandering for a while, I found that if you go near Diglett's Cave, one of the cuttable bushes that normally blocks the path on the other side, it's not there anymore, allowing you to advance toward and return to Pallet Town. Upon entering your house and going to the exact tile where you start the game, the screen would cut to black. Then a sprite of Caterpie would appear. Wait, what the fuck? What happened? What the hell?
What?
Oh, there you go. Then a sprite of Caterpie appeared, and it was replaced by a Weedle, then a Pidgeotty. I soon realized as the Pokemon progressed from Rattata to Blastoise, that these were all the Pokemon that I had used Cursed on. At the end of my rival's team, a youngster appeared, then a Bugcatcher. These were the trainers that I had cursed. Throughout the sequence, the Lavender Town music was playing, but it was slowly decreasing in pitch. By the time your rival appeared on screen, it was a little more than a demonic rumble.
Another cut to black. A few moments later, the battle screen appeared. Your trainer sprite was now that of an old man. The same one as the one who teaches you how to catch Pokemon in Viridian City. Ghost appeared on the other side, along the words, Ghost wants to fight. You couldn't use your items, and he had no Pokemon. If you tried to run, you couldn't escape. Your only option was to fight. Using fight would immediately cause you to struggle, which didn't affect Ghost, but did chip off a bit of your own HP. When it was Ghost's turn to attack, they would simply say, ... Eventually, when your HP reached a critical point, Ghost would finally use Curse. The screen cut to black a final time. Regardless of the buttons you pressed, you were permanently stuck on this black screen. At this point, the only thing you could do was turn the Game Boy off, and when you played again, new game was the only option. The game erased the file. I played through the hacked game many, many times, and every time the game ended with this sequence. Several times I didn't use Ghost at all, though he was impossible to remove from the party. In these cases, it didn't show any Pokemon or trainer, and it simply cut to the climactic battle with Ghost. I'm not sure what his motives were behind the creator of this hack. It wasn't wildly disturbed, so it was presumably not for monetary gain. It was just a very well done bootleg. It seems like he was trying to convey a message, though. It seems I am the sole receiver of this message. I'm not entirely sure what it was. The inevitability of death? The pointlessness of it? Perhaps he was simply trying to morbidly inject death and darkness into a children's game. Regardless, this children's game has made me think, and it's made me cry. And that was Creepypasta Hour with Kijiji.
Yay! Good story.
And there we good go. We've hit story. The point of an hour. How long was our reading for?
Don't know.
My voice sucks.
There's actually a video of that hack.
Yeah, they made a ROM. Stupid.
I know, dumbass. I'm just saying.
Are you at all, Angelus? Angelus?
What?
Are you what? Scared now?
Nope.
God damn it! It just, they screwed everything up by actually naming the new one Pokemon Black.
I know, right?
I was like, Pokemon Black's finally being released.
And then you figured out it was the gay, like, 20th generation version.
I heard Pikachu wasn't even in the game.
Are you serious?
Yeah, Pikachu's That's not even stupid. In Black.
That's it's not even worth. Up. It's not even worth looking at.
Well, Pikachu. I don't care. I don't That's like Pikachu.
But still, he's a classic.
I don't care. I don't like Pikachu.
It doesn't Why? Matter if you don't like him. Pikachu's it's just faggot. The fact that he's not
he
in the game.
He always sucks Ash's dick. He's always like, Pika Pika! Pikachu! Pikachu!
You should make an animation of that.
Pikachu, I will fuck you. Pikachu, I'm gonna choose you.
No, Bindle, we already screwed the baseline, remember? How about Angelise gets to screw Yvonne's baseline?
What?
Nothing. Wait, you're a what? Freshman now, right?
Who?
What?
Angelise.
No, she's...
I'm a fifth grader.
I'm pretty sure I saw you in a photo at the high school.
No.
We're all like, oh, I'm a freshman!
No, she's a fifth grader.
I'm a fifth grader at Hernandez Elementary.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Okay, let me write a song about your fifth grade.
I might have been in a spell. That photo might have been when I was at the spelling bee.
Why does this thing always get detuned? That sounds like crap.
We should sing a song about how Trey is a gay man.
Angelise, you're such a liar. I know you're a freshman.
She's a fifth grader.
Don't try to hide it. from me. Wait, no. That was actually good. Here's a song I wrote. It's called Parkinson's. Okay. I think that was enough for today's show.
Down syndrome.
What the hell?
But I think that was enough for today's show. What do you guys think?
Sure.
Fresh dicks.
You know, you just had to end the game on that note, Vaughn.
Yep.
Okay, well...
I hear that undertone.
Yeah. We're ending the show.
Okay.
So, goodbye, everybody. That was a nice episode.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and goodbye. Bye, guys.
Trey,
I'm letting it play for a second.
You should have played the Gabber remix.